This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. As the economy has slumped, we've been checking in from time to time with a retailer that's struggling to stay afloat. When last we heard, the Massachusetts housewares chain Bowl & Board had fallen behind on rent at its Brookline store. Now, with the landlord suing, the 40-year-old family business is on the brink of bankruptcy. NPR's Tovia Smith picks up the story.
Just about a week ago, Mark Giarrusso was still thinking he had things pretty much figured out. Yes, sales were too slow and rent was too high to make his Brookline store viable. But as Giarrusso puts it, that's retail. His other two stores were still squeaking by, and he thought if his Brookline landlord would just cut him some slack, he could weather the storm. But then everything changed when his landlord blindsided him with a lawsuit demanding all the back rent and freezing all his bank accounts.
She's put me out of business with this. What just went down is going to close the doors.
Determined to not let his Brookline store take his other two down with it, Giarrusso offers to pay most of the $80,000 in back rent if the landlord would just let him off the hook for the 3 years left on the lease.
But if they're going to nail me for the remainder of the lease, it's kaputz, liquidate, move on.
After an agonizing wait, the landlord rejects the offer. His lawyer had suggested they could get more if Bowl & Board went bankrupt.
It was a slap in the face. Just ridiculous.
Now furious and desperate for cash, Giarrusso calls his Brookline staff.
Hey, Mara.
Yes.
It's game over.
My God.
Then, at the store, Giarrusso begins a blowout effort to turn his inventory into cash.
I'll give you all those for $5.
I'll take it. We'll take them.
Yep.
A middle-aged man pulls a heap of fake fruit from a shelf marked 75% off. Everything has been priced to go.
From $143 down to $35.96.
Good bargain.
Yeah.
It's cash Giarrusso needs to save his other two stores, but still, every sale is like a kick in the gut.
Yeah, it's frustrating. That's what makes me feel like being taken advantage of. I hear it. I hear the chatter. They're having the sale. Go over there. You can talk them down another 10%. 75% off the original full price, so.
What did you get for us for 60?
No way.
No? They were vultures. It was like vultures.
Even store manager Mara De La Rosa is having trouble not taking it personally.
It's kind of like, you know, buying a foreclosed house or something. Yeah, you're getting a really good deal, but at someone else's loss, you know.
It's brutal, I know, I agree. But it's a tough time, and I'm also taking a huge loss.
This customer, Marisa Carnevale, was recently laid off after 15 years as a manager at Fidelity. She had to sell her house and is now bargain shopping at Bowl & Board for the apartment she's now renting.
Of course I feel bad. I feel very bad. But this is happening everywhere right now, and more businesses are going to end up that way.
Indeed, Giarrusso's block in the cultural and commercial heart of Brookline is already dotted with dark storefronts.
I worry about how many empty places there are now in which corner.
John Bergantis owns Party Favors right next door to Bowl & Board.
Foot Locker's gone, Barnes & Noble left. There's two stores up there that are empty on the right-hand side of us, and there's a sushi place empty also. A little scary.
When Giarrusso thinks about his store closing too, he worries about the ripple even beyond the neighborhood to the hundreds of local artisans he buys from.
This is not stuff that came on a boat from some factory on the far side of the world. It's just real people, and they put their heart into it. And, you know, like, this is putting food on their table and getting them by the next couple of months.
And that's not to mention the 5 Bowl & Board employees who will lose their jobs.
It's definitely tough. I don't know what I'm going to do.
From manager Mara De La Rosa to sales clerk Cheryl Mahaffey.
Who knows who has the jobs to offer, so you might see us at Starbucks. I think that's the best you can do in this economy.
That's the hardest thing. It's real tough. That's what keeps me up at night.
Good afternoon, Bowl & Board.
Hey, Maria.
Hi.
Meantime, right in the midst of his own crisis, Giarrusso's sister, Maria Metters, who owns the Bowl & Board on Martha's Vineyard, is in trouble with her landlord as well. She's just learned she needs to pay all her back rent in 15 days or get out.
We can't even cover payroll. We didn't even make sales tax, Mark. We don't have any money.
It's as if the world changed overnight. Suddenly, it's hard to sell an apple peeler in a store whose strategy for decades was pile it high and let it fly.
Remember in like 2000, 2001, we went up. We didn't know what else to sell. Switchblades, yeah. We had $40 switchblades.
It didn't matter.
Knobs, drawer pulls.
Because you could just sell
decorative finials.
People would buy it. I mean, today it's sad, isn't it? And I'm just standing here.
Finally, after resisting the idea for days.
Hey,
Marty. Mark, good to see you.
Hello.
Not so good to see you.
Giaruso sits down with a bankruptcy lawyer, Martin Desmery.
Well, I'm going to need you to go through in detail your assets, your liabilities.
I've never thought in my wildest dreams this is where I'd be.
Giaruso leaves his lawyers 4 hours later, his head still spinning and his insides still in knots over what he calls the B word.
I was always taught that bankruptcy is just not an option. It's a weak way out. It's a quit. I don't want to quit.
Giaruso considers dipping into his retirement account to help the business, but then the final straw. The bank is about to recall his credit line, and Giaruso's bankruptcy lawyer says he's out of options.
He's like, what are you going to do, Mark? You have no money. You can't even get money.
What's this? Outside is free.
In Brookline, Bowling Board's 75% off sale has now become a sidewalk free-for-all. Customers rifle through plastic buckets of frames and candles and coffee scoops, leaving nothing behind.
Is it okay to take those plastic buckets, or do you want them?
Finally, after more than a week of angsting about it and decades in the family business, Giaruso reluctantly agrees to sign the papers, sending Bowling Board into Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
We're hours away from bust. I had to do this to stop that.
So you're really closing up today? This is your last day?
4 o'clock. All done forever.
The store that took months to build out and fill up took just hours to strip down and clean out.
I mean, I can't believe how empty it is.
Not much left.
I can't believe it.
All right, guys. All right. Just keep rifling into the dumpster.
Finally, exhausted, Giaruso is ready to leave.
So this is it.
The last turn. I fought hard for this place. Real hard.
Now, Giaruso begins the fight for his other two stores, this time hoping he'll do better with the extra protection of Chapter 11. Tovia Smith, NPR News.